welcome to the S-Word Stuff segment. This is Stuff segment number 40.
Oh, man. We're going to have to buy a big red Ferrari now for stuff. Maybe find, like, another hot young podcast that's only, like, maybe 22 segments long or something like that.
I'm surprised you remember to actually add your commentary after each number. I'm Kevin Chu.
I'm Dominic Nguyen.
I'm Danny C. DeOracle.
I'm John.
I'm Mike.
Okay, this is Stuff segment number 40. It's been a long time since we've done one of these. In fact, how long has it been?
It's been a year.
It has been a year.
We tried doing one of these on streaming, and that one didn't quite work out the way I'd like it to.
So. That was the one where we played Dota.
Well, or I played Dota afterward.
Sounds invigorating.
Kind of was. And by was, I mean wasn't.
All right, so let's go into this stuff segment. So it's been a long time since we've done one of these things. So one of the topics that usually comes up is, so what have we been doing? What's the reason for no shows?
I am now a minister of the Universal Life Church, and I'm going to be officiating my sister's wedding in 2 months.
At first, I thought you were making stuff up, but that's real, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's real. I'm actually certified. I have a card. Let me show you, because, you know, you can totally see me pulling out my Universal Life Church card.
Oh my god. only 8 more and you get a free sandwich.
No, you get a free wedding. There's a difference.
Yes,
That looks like a legitimate thing. Like, you didn't create it at home by yourself.
That is correct.
You actually, like, could just print it out.
Gold text.
You could print it out, but I paid the extra to be bona fide. I'm bona fide.
Universal Life Church.
That word sounds wrong. When you just said it now, because I think you emphasized bone.
Look, it's fine. Here, John, say
bona fide. Just talk about bone.
I'm a Dapper Dan man, Kevin.
That movie
is 10 years old.
It's 10 years old.
It really is.
Everything is 10 or 20 years old.
The movie's Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sorry, I'm familiar with Dapper Dan from Disneyland.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Wow.
That's pretty meta.
Okay.
But anyway, that's been a big part of it. I've been appointed by my sister to take care of a lot of the logistical and legal parts of her wedding, which is cool, and also involves me looking up a lot of Oregon law, because she's getting married in Portland. Otherwise, my weekends have been taking care of the house. I live alone now. It's very strange, but things are where I left them.
It's because you don't live with
Ian and Jess anymore.
All right, yeah. So no more three-panel soul.
Well, there will be three-panel soul, but no more that are coming from my house. They live in Ohio now, out in Amish country.
So we'll never get that opportunity to have an episode where we sing the Back to the Future Nintendo game song?
Huh? We may, actually. We can still Skype in, because, you know, that totally works so well.
Yeah. These other shows always use Skype. How come we can't seem to figure this thing out?
Because we're Neanderthals.
Cro-Magnon.
Maybe Luddites. Maybe Neo-Luddites. Maybe we're the next level of Luddite.
Look, we're surrounded by physical media. Of course we're Luddites.
Looking around.
Wait, hold on. People still use physical media? Don't judge me.
I'm not. I'm jealous.
Well, someday you too, Mike, can have a house and fill it with books. You'll be a big thing around here.
Or you could, you know,
many
just have like
leather-bound books.
Put them on the wall.
Have a desk that smells of rich mahogany.
What's that from again?
Anchorman, which is also 10 years old.
That's right.
What?
Milk was a bad idea.
What?
Anchorman is 10 years old.
Yeah, that's why Anchorman 2 is coming out this year.
Yeah, Anchorman was a 10
years old. Everything 10 years old has a sequel. So, what else have you been up to besides marrying sisters?
Well, technically
marrying off sisters.
Well, that is grammatically true what you just said. I want to go on the record and say my sister is marrying a fine young man named Joel McKinney. And he's a fine, fine man. You've met him before.
I have. He's a good brewer. I apologize. I did not mean for the sentence to sound that way.
Yes, you did.
I did not do that on purpose. That was legitimately my fault.
All right.
That's half the charm of this show.
So anyway, otherwise I've been going to a lot of shows, actually, because as I mentioned on the stream podcast, which I need to put up one of these days, honestly, I went to New York and got back into theater, and so I'm going to be going to see a lot of shows. I mean, I saw Dimitri Martin at Cobb's Comedy Club last week. That was a lot of fun. I'm going to be going to a bunch of just, like, stage shows. I saw Mick Foley 2 weeks ago, also at Cobb's Comedy Club.
Is that the guy, the wrestler named Mankind?
Or Cactus Jack, or Dude Love.
Oh my god, I got this right?
Yes.
I don't even know anything about wrestling. I got this right?
He's a two-time New York Times best-selling author.
I only know about wrestling because of action figures.
And because of The Marine, right?
Is that John Cena?
Now it's someone else. They
have The Marine 3.
Yes.
The Marine is a franchise?
The Marine is a franchise with different wrestlers each time.
Wait, what was the wrestler movie where they were on an island and killed each other?
No Way Out or something like that?
Wait, is that the...
No, not No Way Out.
It's like the Island of Wrestlers.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
No Holds Barred?
There's a movie called The Island of Wrestlers.
It's not called The Island of Wrestlers.
I think the movie...
I really want to see that movie.
I think that if you want to see The Island of Wrestlers, you might have to go to, you know, certain San Francisco establishments that sell certain kinds of videos to certain kinds of...
Yeah, you might have to go behind the curtain for that.
Yeah. So, Danny, what are you up to?
Absolutely nothing.
Besides marrying sisters.
No, I...
What? Have some singles.
Why do you have that many singles? Mike just reached into a pocket. He has a wad of single dollar bills. You use this for the bridge?
I got it from John.
So wait, John, are you guys also going to this...
Island of Wrestlers.
...bachelor party that I'm going to with Joel? Wait, what's going on here?
Oh, really? Are we invited?
No.
We have the ones. You have the ones.
I do think you should bring John. Even though he's probably never met Joel, except once at maybe a barbecue.
He has met Joel at a barbecue, couldn't think of it, but, you know, very briefly.
But yeah, I've mostly been in that just sort of haze between the end of football and the beginning of baseball. No sports go on that are worthwhile there. Yeah, that's right. I said it.
No one's gonna disagree with you here.
Just making sure.
Okay, don't speak, Kevin. Don't speak.
Yeah, Kevin, don't speak.
Don't speak.
Don't speak.
I know what you say.
No, please okay, please continue.
Oh. Don't tell me because it hurts.
No,
no.
Okay, you guys are good. Please continue.
this is a really weird.
Tell me the reason. Don't tell me because. We have to go to karaoke now. You know that, right?
Where is this going?
We have to go to game after.
We have never had No Doubt on the show.
Oh, right, that was no
You
doubt.
Should work on that.
Stefani's an S-word.
What do we know about Gwen Stefani?
That her stuff is bananas, and that Harajuku girls have the something-something-something.
Yeah.
And that I really don't want to talk about her anymore.
We might as well talk about snails, okay?
Something starts with S.
John, keep going, keep going.
All right, so what have I been up to? I've been ushering at the at a theater group at Berkeley Rep. Allows me to go in and watch shows for free. It's been pretty good. I've watched theater, a show called White Snake, Chinglish, a couple of others as well that I just can't recall, but it's good. You should go out and go see it if you've never done it before. Can't afford it? Go usher. You know, all you have to do is just stand and point people to the where they need to sit and get to watch a show for free. Beyond that, I learned how to drive. I don't have a car, but I learned how to drive, and that's a plus.
Sometimes a car is more trouble than it's worth.
A lot of the time, car is more trouble than it's worth.
Yeah.
Well, then again, Mike lives in Berkeley, so his car is really more trouble than it's worth.
Yes, I also live in Berkeley, and that's been why I don't want to really go get a car, but it would mean that my ride to work would be, I think, 20 to 30 minutes instead of the hour and 10 minutes that it takes right now. You know, that would be nice.
Speaking of that, so Danny, have you moved closer to work yet?
I have not.
Are you still in the same place?
Yes. It's a process.
Yeah, most of this process involves me. So, Danny, have you moved yet?
I have not.
Are you sure?
Not since the last time you asked.
What about...
All right.
How about now?
Now.
Is that why you got that place by Chris's?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Is that for Danny? Miranda, do you got any room?
That's not real. Okay.
Tangent time.
But I got on Facebook.
Yes, a tangent. Yes, so,
it's obviously real.
So on April 1st, I decided to post on Chris's wall saying, hey, I just bought a place in Orinda. And for those of you that don't know, Chris is originally from Orinda, California. So he was like, wow, that's cool. That's where I grew up. I'm like, yeah. And he said, where'd you buy it? And I'm like, oh, I looked up his address. And then I took a few numbers off of the regular numbering system and put it maybe like two houses down from where he grew up. And I posted that up on his wall. And he was like, wow, that's like, you know, two houses down from where I grew up. I'm like, really? And then he posts, wait, is this an April Fool's joke? To which I liked that comment. And then Lawrence, who I think has been on the show maybe only once, he was a former roommate of mine, and he posted a comment saying, yeah, Kevin actually had to transition to a different office, so he actually was looking for a place to buy up there. And then all these guys started liking the entire... a few people started liking the entire post, making it seem more legitimate. And then I was like, oh, shoot. I have to figure out what to do with this. So I just actually left it alone. And then the next day I said, hey, it's an April Fool's joke. And then I got no response from Chris.
He's quietly crying. He's like, Kevin's not going to leave you.
It doesn't even matter. Like, he doesn't live there. But it was like, oh man, Kevin's not moving near me so we can hang out every day. So,
what were you guys thinking right there with the...
Wait, what were you guys thinking about? Were you guys thinking of the Island of Wrestlers?
Maybe. Maybe the Island of...
Island of Wrestlers.
Hey, Mike, what were you doing?
I was reading the titles of your books. And like, sorry.
What? Physical media?
I like books.
Yeah, I like books, too.
I like DVDs.
I do like DVDs too. That's pretty much what this whole room is.
Yes.
Blu-rays.
Books and DVDs.
And you got some action figures up there too.
Mighty Mugs.
The complete set, minus one exclusive from last San Diego Comic Con.
And a lamp.
I'm trying to get rid of the lamp.
Okay.
It'll be dark. Oh no, the Luxo Jr. lamp. I thought you meant this floor lamp.
No.
I do have the Luxo Jr. lamp that came with the Up Blu-ray.
Luxo can stay.
Yeah, that one can stay. There's a Blu-ray in there.
Okay, but the functional lamp.
There's a Blu-ray in the lamp? Yeah.
Mike, what have you been up to?
In the period of time since I was last on the show, let alone the last show, which was a year ago, I've moved back to Berkeley.
Well, yeah, a lot of things haven't really happened for you in the past year.
Yeah, other than, you know, the marriage thing.
Really? You got married?
Yeah.
You're married? How did we hear about this?
Let's see. People to my right were my wedding party.
Me, Dom, and...
So everyone but me.
So they were right up there with me as I was getting married.
Yeah, and you only told us about this a month before the ceremony.
2 months? You jerk. Thank you.
No, I found out because I lived with the person who was making your cake. I found out 2 months in advance.
Wait, you didn't even tell him? You told other people, but not him? Or did you forget?
I didn't forget.
It never came up.
Did he forget?
No. It just never came up.
It seemed really weird to me when earlier I saw your hand and there was a ring on it. I'm like, that's weird. What is that?
Yeah, there's no Green Lantern symbol on it. Like that ring over there.
Yeah, but this one's not on my hand. That is really weird. It's on the microphone. It's on the microphone.
Yeah, that's the thing. All I can see from here is just Mike staring downwards going, hey, a ring.
Back to the Island of Wrestlers, huh, Kevin? Is that your next vacation spot?
Green Lantern's not a wrestler, dude.
Well, see, wait. One of them was an architect. One of them was an artist.
The Hurricane was a wrestler, and he had a Green Lantern tattoo.
There's a hurricane coming.
Who's the Hurricane?
That's all I know about him. That was his catchphrase.
Shane Helms. When he moved to the WWE, he became Gregory Helms. And yeah, he became the Hurricane because he had the Green Lantern tattoo. And wanted to be a superhero.
Wait, what does Hurricane have to do with Green Lantern?
No, that's the name of his superhero persona, the Hurricane.
He wanted to be a Green Lantern, so himself the Hurricane. To be
okay. So there is no Hurricane Green Lantern.
It's sort of like that Elvis and Captain Marvel thing.
What Elvis Captain Marvel thing?
Elvis really liked Captain Marvel, so that's why he wore capes in a lot of his stage outfits.
The half cape.
Really?
It's taken from Captain Marvel.
This is new nerd information I've never known about.
Okay.
Oh my god, I just learned something on the show.
At the time, Captain Marvel was a bigger seller than Superman. Fawcett Comics was bigger.
We are talking about Shazam.
Yes.
That Captain Marvel.
He is currently Shazam, yes. Because after the lawsuit,
let's not go in. Yeah.
Bought Fawcett.
Shazam. Right. We are not talking about Shazam on the show. We don't know much about him. Besides Mike.
I got to do.
For this.
Solomon, Hercules.
We didn't
Solomon,
even did
Hercules, Ares, Zeus.
No, Achilles.
Achilles?
Not Ares.
Oh, and then Aristotle, I think, and then...
We've never even done the Superman show.
Okay, Wisdom of Solomon, Strength of Hercules, the Invulnerability of Achilles, the Power of Zeus.
I thought it was Aristotle or something in there. Athena? No?
No, it's all gods. It's not Apollo. This is bad. I can't remember it.
And what was the M?
Mercury.
Speed. Got it. Speed of Mercury.
Atlas. Salmon of Atlas.
Okay. Anyway, so you got married, huh? Wow, what was that like?
Wisdom of Solomon. No, it's the best thing that's happened to me in my life, I have to say. I highly recommend it. Find someone.
Wait, hold on. What about the time we watched Street Fighter The Legend of Chun-Li?
I didn't watch it.
Yeah, he wasn't there with us.
Oh, well, then now I understand.
Wait, sorry. Hold on. What if we close off this room so that Jen can't hear us? And then we have you say that again.
Was it the time we watched the DVD of Street Fighter The Legend of Chun-Li?
I haven't seen Street Fighter The Legend of Chun-Li.
There's this awesome scene where she says, "Thank you, Father."
I've heard about it. Which what about means the time I love you, Daddy? Right?
Well, yeah. What about the time that you saw Dragon Ball Evolution with us?
I didn't see it with you, but I did see it. That
okay. Day. Okay. So if she can't hear Dragon Ball Evolution,
Jesus.
I mean, okay. I know that.
Man,
a lot of...
even John doesn't want to be on this joke.
John's bailing on us right here.
I can't even like comprehend how you could put into words how much the big of a difference it would be from Dragon Ball Evolution. So it's like, that's a hard task to follow up.
Well,
on.
I mean, I know that Dragon Ball Evolution is really great and all.
Oh, really?
But we have to, you know.
We have to move on.
You got to put these things on a scale next to each other.
I know. I mean, you've got to have a sense of scale so that you can compare it, you know, maybe to other movies that are just as good, but in different ways. Like Alice in Wonderland and Oz.
I think the reason we stopped doing the show was because we had to see movies.
Yeah. Seeing movies is kind of a stretch right now.
You should just take the microphones into the theater with you.
Oh, God.
Sounds like a grand idea.
Well, then again,
no problems in that.
No problems at all.
Hey, especially if you go to see movies like Street Fighter The Legend of Chun-Li.
Given those movies, we'll just be the only ones there anyways.
Yeah.
Let's watch it on a Tuesday. In the middle of the day.
What is it called? Mystery Science Theater 2000?
3000.
3000. Oh my God, how did you get that wrong?
I never watched that show.
Yeah, neither have I.
It's okay. It's been replaced these days by Riff Tracks. Riff Tracks.
Yeah, what is that?
It's a website that does the same thing.
Some of the same people that did.
No, there's also a lot of improv comedy people from San Francisco and Riff Tracks, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But they basically give you an audio track that you're supposed to play along with an awful movie, or even sometimes a decent movie, but mostly awful movies.
So you need to get the movie yourself. It's not recorded with the movie.
Yeah. You should look it up. It's funny.
He would like it.
Yeah. And one of those people went on to be the voice of Korra in Avatar The Legend of Korra.
That's the second one, right?
Yeah.
That's the one that's terrible.
It's not terrible. It's
Until the last episode. Then it's really pretty terrible.
Yeah. I don't know you people.
I haven't even seen the last episode.
I know, I haven't seen this new one. Spoilers.
You should go and watch the movie. You'll learn everything about it that you need to know. The live action movie.
There's a sequel coming out too, isn't there?
No, there's definitely not.
Oh, thank God. Because I remember it making its money back.
Yeah, it made enough money to warrant the possibility of a sequel.
That was a
That sounds terrible. Like the Green Lantern movie made enough money.
Yes, exactly.
But you know what didn't make enough money to warrant a sequel?
Dead or Alive?
John Carter.
Well, it required it to not dig a, $200 million hole?
It was like $250, I think.
Really wish I could have that time back.
I went and saw it for free, and I wanted my money back. It's true.
I don't even remember John Carter.
No one did.
Maybe I just didn't see it.
That's quite possible. But what do you mean? It had Willem Dafoe as the voice of this like old alien thing.
And it had William H. Macy as John Carter.
Oh, right. Is this like a Disney movie?
I thought it did make its money back. But it's down because of the amount they spent on marketing.
It's marketing costs, which was another... 150.
Wow. Yeah, I thought it made its actual production cost back.
It did, I think.
Internationally.
Internationally,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
With DVD sales.
Oh, not before DVD sales.
Really?
I think so.
No.
What's wrong with this world?
The international market was huge.
Huge as in $180 million huge?
At least $150 million. Oh, okay. And then plus the local. I'm pretty sure it made its money back.
I mean, remember, Oz made a profit in the first weekend. So, you know, there's a lot of suckers out there.
Didn't you see Oz?
On opening weekend?
Yeah.
Is it bad?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm answering both questions. Can you not just tell?
Yeah. I thought it was going to be... It looked all right.
The first 15 minutes were good.
Oh.
After that, it got awful. The moment...
Because then the movie proceeded to continue.
Because then, basically they started, you know, actually like just...
Isn't that...
Very obviously being on a green screen in front of things.
At 15 minutes into the movie, is that because they got to Oz?
Yep.
Oh,
and also, the moment that... I think it's Mila Kunis, right? Yeah, the moment that Mila Kunis shows up, the movie gets worse.
Huh.
And this is a movie that starts with James Franco. So, you know, it's not like it's necessarily great in the first place.
All the best James Franco movies have rocks and apes.
Is that true?
I'm actually only thinking of two movies.
Planet of the Apes. Or Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
And what's the other one?
127 Hours.
Oh, yeah! He was actually really good in that, because he was the only person in that.
And The Rock.
Only the living person.
Not that. Not the Island of Wrestlers Rock.
Okay. I was more confused
for a second. Keith, I don't
remember James Franco in Adventure.
How come no one made that joke about The Rock playing The Rock?
I think they did. But can you imagine that movie right now? Just like The Rock
if
lying on
Dwayne Johnson was The Rock that got him stuck in that canyon?
He was just lying on James Franco for the entire movie.
Oh my god, John, be quiet.
Did Jackson get the dog barking?
Probably. Yeah. Anyway, so you're married now, and you're living in the Bay Area now, which is yes. A big thing for
living
us.
And working in the Bay Area,
and so you're living with your wife.
Yes, that is correct.
What? People do that
sometimes.
Wow.
Actually, sometimes they do. Yeah, that is a legitimate question. Yeah. I know I knew he was, but still, that is a legitimate question.
Yeah, they're looking to move. Then again, Laura,
yeah, you're moving.
Well, we want to get a bigger place. Yeah,
for your
Orinda
books.
Children. Yeah,
Orinda.
Wait, did you say children's books?
No, children. We'll probably have children's books for children.
Wow,
I have children's books.
Did you never
books.
Have that dog?
Wow.
Little dog was like, I loved my bale of hay. I got to make stuff with it, with mud.
We stole chalk from school.
I would believe that.
We did.
I was just assuming.
And I lived three blocks from the library, so I walked over to the library and got children's books.
Do you have novels?
Yeah, they're in the other room.
Oh.
They're in the novels room.
Have you seen his
These
Twilight
are graphic
set?
Novels.
Jesus.
I, one of these days, I actually do want to... just run one of
Don't
these
Don't say
shows.
Live here. Okay.
No. House. Jeez. No, I want to do one of these shows where we just try and read Twilight or 50 Shades of Grey out loud until one of us laughs and the next person has to take over.
Oh, I would totally win this.
Because you can actually do the entire thing with a straight face?
Because I've read Twilight and New Moon, and I really could not get further than that.
The host?
No. Why would I read a non-Twilight Twilight book?
Why would you read a Twilight Twilight book?
I wanted to know. I don't want to read The Host. Don't make me read The Host.
I won't make you read The Host. I'll jump on that grenade for you. I will have alcohol on hand. I might even
We should actually do this challenge. It would be a good recording.
Yeah, I'm
okay.
going to do it.
I have the books right now.
The Twilight ones?
Yeah, I have them.
Yeah, let's do it.
I have the box set.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm cutting
let's
this out.
Okay.
what would be more frightening? You reading The Host on stream, or are you playing Amnesia now that there's no one else in your house?
I'm not saying anything anymore.
Hey, have you heard they're making Orphanage 2?
I thought they were just remaking it.
No. They're making a second one with Tomas again.
Really?
Yeah, he's older now. He can go find you.
Ooh.
Remember Tomas?
Right,
remember Tomas?
Right, the kid with the bag on his head.
So you're getting children's books?
Eventually, yeah.
Are you going to put sacks over their heads if they're deformed?
And then oh my god, what a weird question.
If you haven't seen The Orphanage, this is a weird question. If you have seen The Orphanage, it's a weirder question.
This is the weirdest thing I've ever heard you say on the... Okay, no, never mind. This is a weird thing.
Bar's pretty high.
This year, this is the weirdest thing you've said on the show. Are you going to put bags on your children's head if they're deformed?
To protect them from the cruelty of other children. And then when they, accidentally kill him, will you poison them?
Oh my god, spoilers for a movie from Spain that came out 5 years ago.
Well, it's getting remade, so I guess people might find this to be a spoiler.
Oh well.
Oh well.
If you listen to our Dota podcast, you would have heard plenty about The Orphanage.
Oh jeez.
What? You were part of that
I
podcast!
Know.
What the hell happened there?
What, did you, disconnect or something?
No, we were talking about this for seriously 15 minutes.
I think that whole episode was really about The Orphanage.
It really was. It was about us watching The Orphanage and me only being able to, watch the movie in the reflection of John's glasses.
See, I was remote and on the streaming site, so I was just chatting with the other people.
That movie scared the crap out of me.
Apparently.
And it's not even a horror movie. It's a ghost story.
Yeah, I know. Wait till we watch the real horror movies. Street Fighter, The Legend of Chun-Li.
It's horrific.
The Island of Wrestlers 2.
Ooh. Wow, that's a good one. Sinister?
I love Sinister. It's really freaky.
Yeah, that's
which good. One was
you Sinister? Cannot watch this movie.
Which one was it?
It's a horror movie. It's a pretty good.
If we even tell you about this movie, you're going to start getting scared.
Was that the one with the house and the kid coming out of the box and stuff like that, or no? And
there is a kid.
There's a box.
Okay.
There's a
box. I remember the trailers for this then.
Okay.
Oh, the trailer does have the kid, that weird kid coming out of the box, but that has really nothing to do with the movie.
Okay.
You should not watch this movie.
Okay. I will. You should not sleep.
I wouldn't even invite you to come see it.
Yeah.
I would just say, Dom.
Yes.
Stay at home.
Okay.
Don't even think about this movie. Don't even wiki it.
Okay.
Oh, man, we just planted the seed. He was going to wiki it, and that'll still scare him.
Yes. That's really what's going to happen.
That scared me.
I know. That movie scared me. So I'm just like, there are some parts of that movie where I was just like, oh, my God, I feel really freaked out.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, a really well-made horror movie doesn't show you. It just makes you imagine it. You know,
actually, it does show you too.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's like my imagination just flies all over the place. Like, oh god. Then sort of.
That sounds like a clip from the Island of Wrestlers. Think about it. Think about what that just sounded like. If there were two voices.
God, you
would double it up on the track.
I know. I'll add in my own one.
Okay, so anyway.
That movie involves images that maybe move, but maybe don't. So if you have paintings at home, now you're screwed. Or if you're looking at something on the... Have you ever been like on your browser on the internet, and then all of a sudden, for some reason, you feel like one of the images moved, but you're not really sure because it's like out of the corner of your eye?
Well, especially when it's like an animated GIF that hasn't fully loaded yet.
Yeah.
It's like...
That's what the movie's
it's
about.
The horror
it's got
of animated GIFs.
some of the weirdest stuff in there is about like, did that thing actually move or not?
Oh, jeez.
Let's plant the seed, man. We could just let his imagination scare him.
God damn it. Kevin, we're moving on. What have you been doing? What have you been up to?
I've been doing P90X. I did the full 90 days or 13 weeks. Crazy. And then I'm in the middle of Insanity. And
crazier.
I'm also doing marathon prep.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys can't see Kevin right now, but like in the time we haven't seen him, he's turned into an island wrestler.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You're ripped, man.
After this, I'm planning to move. I'm going to buy a house on the Island of Wrestlers.
Is that near Santa Ana?
And then I'll let them all... then I'll let them all move in and then kick them out.
Just like your last set of people.
None of them were wrestlers, though.
I don't know.
This time it'll be a challenge.
No, I did that. I lost like 35 pounds. I brought my BMI down to almost the proper BMI, even though BMI is like BS.
Well, it depends.
I brought my body fat percentage down to at one point a single digit. So that's pretty good.
Nice.
Yeah. It's hovering around just between single and double now.
Very nice.
Yeah. I'm all about the numbers.
And
I don't care about the
bakes.
Rest of it. Oh, yeah, I learned how to make macarons pretty well now. Like, consistently, very well.
Listeners, think about that. He bakes, and he lost 35 pounds and got his BMI
down. All you have to do, guys, is run 18 miles on a Saturday morning.
I ran 18 miles before this recording, so when I stand up, it's going to hurt.
That's why we're going to sit down and record all of it at once. But yeah, so, you know, it's like the Michael Phelps diet. You too can have, you know, 12 eggs in the morning as long as you swim for 30 miles a day. So easy!
I actually don't eat my stuff I bake. I bring them to coworkers and get them fat.
Wow. It's so that you can hold your metrics over their heads. Like, I run three times as much.
The secret to losing weight is to make sure everyone else gains weight.
So that you look better.
So you relatively lose weight.
I mean...
So really, if you don't want to do anything, you're okay.
I've lost 6 pounds since Christmas.
Congrats.
Thanks.
What part of your body did you cut off?
The stupid parts.
I don't think teeth weigh that much, man.
Well, yeah, I had my wisdom teeth taken out last week.
How are the gases? Were they good? Like, did they flavor them this time?
Dude, okay, so this is the story. My cousin picked me up from
Thanks for ignoring my question.
No, this is the thing. the receptionist was telling my cousins, like, so your cousin is not going to remember anything that's going on. And according to my cousin, I was just prattling on in the background, talking about just complete inanities and stories that never happened.
Like the S-Words podcast, not a normal day.
And she was like, yeah, so...
Mike has stepped out, but continue.
Yeah. And so, like, she told my cousin, it's like, yeah, he's not going to remember a thing. As you can tell, he's not very lucid right now. So I'm going to give you all of the instructions for the first few hours until he can take care of himself. But apparently I was talking about when my sister had her wisdom teeth taken out, which was a completely falsified story on my part. She's like, wait, that never happened. I'm like, apparently I told that to the receptionist at the surgeon's office. And that's why she just sort of smiled, nodded, and wheelchaired me off to the car. So what I was saying is, general anesthesia is a hell of a drug.
Yeah. So what you're saying is, when properly intoxicated, like with something that won't knock you out, you just lie.
That's like me every day.
Apparently, when drunk and not sleepy, I turn into Kevin.
Oh, that's a terrifying image, thanks.
Can you imagine if there were two of us? Two of me? If you? I don't know.
If I was you...
See, think of how quickly we could populate that island. All we have to do is find children's books.
And bags.
And bags.
Lots and lots of bags.
Those come when you buy the sacks of rice.
It's true. It's true. But what about how will we get all of their little button eyes?
You took this too far. This is too far.
What?
Even I think this is too far.
Okay.
So let's talk about BioShock Infinite. did we all finish it? The ending is amazing. We're going to talk about it right now.
Go for the part
where Elizabeth tears open the world. That's a good part.
Cool.
And then at the end, when you find out everything, that's a good part.
Yeah.
The game, that's kind of boring.
That's what I heard, actually.
I was just like, I don't care about playing the game. Yes, kill, 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 kill. Okay, now's the next part of the story. Okay, killing some stuff again. Okay, let's get to the non-killing parts.
So basically you're telling me that I should be playing this game on easy.
I did play it on easy.
Yeah.
I really was annoyed by the fact I had to play the game.
Wow.
So it got a good story, huh?
It's got a really good story.
I only played it for the story.
Yeah. Did you ever play the original BioShock?
Dog! He's barking at me.
I think he's barking at Miho. He wants to play with him. And then basically what will happen is as soon as Miho gets up to play with the dog will be like, I don't want to play.
Except that his ass is shaking like he's Beyonce right now.
He's just like me.
So anyway.
The game, I really don't like playing the game part of it, but I really wanted to get through. I mean, actually, the world looks good. The music is good. Everything except for the gameplay was very compelling.
That's really
the gameplay is good enough. I mean, it's just basically everything else is so good that I just didn't really want to play the game.
That reminds me of Spec Ops The Line, actually.
Actually, a lot of people have compared it to Spec Ops The Line, which I'm still going to plan to play because it's free on PS Plus, right?
I don't know if it's free on PS Plus. I know it's like $5 on Steam or something.
Oh my god, I'm not paying $5.
But yeah, Spec Ops The Line, like, it was one of those games where after it was done, I turned off the console and just sort of stared at my hands for an hour or so.
Oh, I did that with Street Fighter The Legend of Chun-Li.
It's not that bad.
What the hell did you do with your hands while you were watching Street Fighter The Legend of Chun-Li?
Wrestling.
Didn't we make that joke about you having too much time on your hands? And then yes. I was like, yes, that's what we call it. Time.
Something like that.
All those parts with Taboo as Vega? Yeah, Vega / Balrog were good.
Oh, sorry, I was thinking of the game Taboo for a second. I drifted off because I'd already left the subject.
Taboo with a U.
I actually don't have any idea what you're talking about, because I didn't watch the movie.
Yeah, I thought you watched it with us in a theater.
No.
Who, besides you, me, and Amy, who was drunk, that's how she got through it.
Was it Chris?
Oh, Chris. Chris liked it.
Oh, God. Why would you say something
Why
like
are you
that?
Guys surprised? Sorry, Chris. You didn't reply to my email about being on the show. So therefore, we just put words in your mouth. Don't make jokes about other things, John. Okay, continue. Spec Ops the Line.
We call them now.
Spec Ops the Line. You had time on your hands.
No, Spec Ops the Line, we sort of set aside a day to play it, actually. Me, Danny, and Albert.
And then you were the only one that looked at his hands afterwards?
Well, no, we each finished it separately. Like, we started it, and then we got to a certain point in the game. Like, there's a certain...
Oh, so you guys, like, played it together.
There's a certain point of no return in the game.
Yeah.
And after that point, it gets really, really distressing.
That's great. They handed it off to me for that.
Yes.
Isn't this the game where you just kill soldiers?
Well, yes.
But your own soldiers.
It's
kind of.
It's complicated.
It's very complicated.
What are they, like, zombified or something?
No. So
they don't like you?
They're rogue.
They're rogue, oh, okay. But they were trying to do the right thing, and now they split it because some of them went rogue, some of them stayed, and also you kind of rain fire on innocent people.
This reminds me of TIE Fighter. Yeah.
At the end of TIE Fighter, you defect, don't you?
No, in the middle of TIE Fighter, they try to kill you.
That's right, they try to assassinate you or whatever, and there's, like, the... Emperor's Hand or something.
Sorry,
like that.
Spoiler for
a 20-year-old game.
That was over 20 years old. Yes,
I remember.
We'll get into LucasArts later.
I remember that there was a.
Oh, I forgot about that
screen
topic.
Of the game. There's an entire screen of the game where you get to look at the tattoos on your arm or something like that, and it represented like all of the.
Yeah, there's two things
secret
you can look at. Look at the medals that you have, and then you can look at the.
We're still talking about TIE Fighter, right?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking of. I was like, "Wow, Spec Ops: The Line has a tattoo thing too," because that's like in TIE Fighter.
No, Spec Ops: The Line just has a main character who gets more and more degraded as time goes on. Very like Chinatown kind of thing.
Okay, so BioShock Infinite is like Spec Ops: The Line,
which is like Chinatown.
They are essentially all the same thing.
Which is good.
They're all good?
They're all
good. I will give you a hint about BioShock Infinite. When she tears open the world and you see that sign for Revenge of the Jedi, there's a reason why it's Revenge of the Jedi.
Wow. It's the true universe.
Spec Ops the Line.
Spec Ops the Line. Sorry, what are we talking about now? I got lost somewhere.
I came back and...
Okay, that was BioShock Infinite. That's all of our discussion on it.
Right.
It was good. Am I the only one that played it?
Like I said, I want to play it. I haven't been home very much this week. But basically, as soon as I have like 3 nights in a row, I'm going to go ahead and just play through it.
That's how old we are, folks. It takes us 3 nights to play a game all the way through.
It's like a 12-hour game, isn't it? Something like that?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's still kind of shameful these days.
3 hours. When I was in college, I just wouldn't go to class.
Yes. Yeah, I don't have that luxury anymore.
When I was in college, I would go to class and then go straight to the arcade to finish all of the games.
Oh man, now you gotta call back.
Oh my god, arcades.
I was just talking about that with students. Oh. Like, there was an arcade?
Thanks for bringing down the mood.
Sorry.
No more underground. You guys didn't even know the underground. Did you guys know the underground?
Yeah, they did. I was the only one that was too young.
Oh, you missed out.
Shut up.
All right. We're bringing this back up. So what else is
LucasArts.
LucasArts.
They're dead. I mean, that's a really bad way of putting it.
LucasArts
they've been folded.
As a developer has been folded. As a publisher and as an IP farm, they continue to exist, which I continue to say is a good thing for gamers. It's not good
for very bad that people lost their jobs.
Yes.
But it means we might get Grim Fandango, which is actually something I don't want to happen.
I would rather have Full Throttle 2, or...
Did you play that game all the way to the end?
Yes!
So did I.
Yeah, the main problem I had was that some of the biking segments were just really BS. The parts where you had...
You didn't like the fighting?
Yeah, the road rash parts were not necessarily as fun.
Didn't they make you only do it like 2 times?
It was like 3 times, I think.
Yeah, that's like 3 minutes of your life.
It's like the number of times you need to cross a river in Oregon Trail.
Yeah, and how many people actually got across that river?
I forded the river.
You always ford the river.
You don't wait for the raft.
I caulked it and floated downstream or whatever.
How did that work out for you?
You remember that part of Battletoads that no one ever finishes?
Yeah, that part I beat, yeah.
I mean, level 3, the speeder bikes.
Yeah. Well, no one ever does it co-op. As two-player, you just die awfully. Single-player, it's much more possible to beat.
I had no friends.
It's possible to beat Battletoads?
Yeah.
But anyway... So, but that the thing about LucasArts is you go back into their development and you go, wait, what was the last game they actually released?
Star Wars Connect.
No, that was someone else. That was a different studio. They published.
But it was published by them.
Yes, but when you think about them as like an in-house developer, They had like Star Wars 1313, which actually admittedly looks good.
Dude, that was not a real game. That was just a tech demo.
Yeah.
That's like when they were making The Force Unleashed and they're like, look at the wood box get destroyed.
Yeah. But it was basically like, it was like The Force Unleashed 2 was one of the last games that they actually developed in-house and released, wasn't it? Something like that.
Star Wars Bomba Racing. Bombad Racing. Jar Jar's Bombad Racing.
Oh my god.
I don't think that was
Does that game exist? Actually.
That was not LucasArts, it was published by LucasArts?
It was published by them.
So it's another Star Wars Connect. Okay.
But yeah, you think about it, right? The best Star Wars games in the last 10 years or so. The Old Republic, made by BioWare. Lego Star Wars, made by...
Traveler's Tales.
Is it Traveler's Tales or Telltale? No, Telltale does Monkey
Traveler's
Island.
Traveler's Tales.
It's Traveler's Tales.
Yeah.
And so you just
Monkey Island is Telltale.
Monkey Island is Telltale now, and so it's like all of the best LucasArts stuff is being taken by other developers. So why did we need LucasArts, especially since after Lucas was bought by Disney, they were folded into the Disney Interactive Media Group, which has like Disney Mobile, Playdom? Yeah. The one guys who made like the Avengers games and stuff like that. And then they have like, they have six development studios. And so why did they need LucasArts?
Aren't they only making one game? Disney Infinity?
There's Disney Infinity, but there's also like more Avengers games and more mobile stuff coming. Like Disney did Where's My Water, which was actually the top mobile game.
Yeah, I know
for
about that. They have pins for that character, right? In the theme parks, I've seen the pins for the... that alligator has a name.
Yeah, I can't remember his name right now. I just know about this stuff because I take a stronger interest in the mobile games market these days for some odd reason.
Why is that?
Because I was hired on at EA.
Why?
Because I'm good at what I do. And what I do is...
How?
What I do is community outreach, actually.
Oh, you're not going to say you're not the best at... Oh.
Sorry.
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 Sorry?
So the Wolverine, you say.
That's a summer movie.
That's a summer movie.
We'll come up later. But anyway...
The Wolverine is a case of fool me once.
That's pretty much what I wrote.
All right, so anyway, what do you guys think about LucasArts, though?
Yeah, that's the thing. I stopped paying attention to names that are attached to games right around the point where I'm... Actually, I'll be honest, the last publisher, you know, or game maker whose name I actually remember, actually track, is probably Platinum.
Yeah, okay.
Did you play Revengeance?
Yes, I did. Yeah. I still am.
Revengeance.
I did too.
Revengeance.
It's a decent one.
When the game came out, I didn't hear anyone
and take their stuff. The game.
Yes.
I didn't hear anyone else talk about that game after it came out. Like people were like, "I'm playing it." I'm like, "Okay."
Well, that's the thing. It's a really fast game. Like you can actually finish it in about 2 hours.
Yeah.
Oh.
Also a benefit.
Really?
Yeah.
It's
a short game.
That sounds good.
Yes. It's a really short game.
I like not having to play for very long.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like the core gameplay loop of that game is basically. Be awesome, cut people out, cut people in half or into like.
Do they still have watermelons?
Pieces. What?
Can you still cut watermelons?
There are watermelons.
There are watermelons in the game in the VR.
They're mostly traps though.
Oh.
And then.
What does that mean?
And then you drink their robot Gatorade and your health goes to full and you move on to the next guy that you want to cut in half and drink his robot Gatorade.
That sounds.
You're drinking their spines.
Technically, the fluid in the spines.
Which is a super dense electrolyte and carbohydrate mix.
That's plenty.
So it's Gatorade.
Nanomachines?
Nanomachines.
Nanomachines. It thumbs up.
Nanomachines?
How are you that strong?
Nanomachines. It's so stupid. Like, the end sequence of that game is so ludicrous. But, like, the entire game is really ludicrous, so you kind of accept it, but then you go back to it and think about it and go, wait, so why was that guy Hulk Hogan?
That was the best.
Yes, it was.
Did they miss out on an opportunity to have Ludacris in the game selling you weapons out of his van?
Oh, yes, they did.
He had a monkey, right?
Yes, he did.
Wait, what did he
do? Now here's Solid 4.
Okay.
Remember they made a game for Crash from 2004 with Ludacris?
Oh, God. All right, keep going.
You had to be a racist cop.
Let's keep going, guys. Let's keep moving. But yeah. LucasArts.
Yeah.
So you don't care about developers anymore, you just care about the game?
Well, developers stopped making games that I care about enough to actually remember their names.
Yeah.
What about...
I think Treasure is the only one that I...
Treasure still around?
They're still around. They still make stuff? Yeah, it's just that they don't make shooters anymore. They make fighters, if I remember correctly.
Treasure makes fighters?
What?
Yeah, what? If this is what I looked at when on the wiki.
This sounds weird.
This sounds suspicious.
This sounds like someone made something
up on the treasure page. I know they made, like, Sin and Punishment 2. They make, like, mostly downloadable games these days. But anyway.
But yeah, I haven't seen much from them. They're the only ones I care about.
All right.
I hope there are no Grim Fandango sequels. I hope there is no sequels to anything I liked. I just don't want them to make any more games off stuff I like. I don't want it to be touched.
It's LucasArts, not LucasFilm.
But, you know, Disney does have this track record of things like Bambi 2.
3.
That had Picard in it.
4.
Cinderella 2.
You say that as though it makes it okay.
Yeah, that's what I just said. It has Picard in it. I'm okay with that.
Wait, hold on. I need to clarify this. Do you mean that it has Patrick Stewart in it?
Patrick Stewart is the voice of the Great Prince of the Forest.
Okay. I was wondering if the movie had Captain Picard in it.
Which, admittedly, I would watch Bambi too.
Bambi is, like, you know, in the forest and sees Captain Picard with maybe Data. I don't know why. They're just there.
Well,
and they might as well be dressed as Sherlock Holmes.
And it's all a Holodeck adventure. Makes perfect sense.
So, wait, what would be playing a forest animal teach him about humanity? Oh, right, that humans
don't shoot them.
That humans are monsters, right.
Oh my god, if they made it so, like,
you know, like Star Trek 4.
If they made the continuity, like, Data was in a holodeck simulation and killed Bambi's mother.
Well, they would have to own
that would teach him plenty. Hey, they can own the Star Trek franchise. They bought Star Wars.
That's true. If Star Wars and Star Trek were under the same banner, that would be
real
messy.
What if the same guy made both franchise movies?
What are
the odds of that happening? Seriously,
it's like Capcom and SNK working together.
Get serious here. Come on.
Nice.
Come on, man. Come on now. Come on.
I'm still waiting for that Guardians of Ga'Hoole sequel.
Guardians.
Guardians.
Say it right, Fritchie.
Then again,
everyone speaks like that in the movie at all. They're making that new Superman movie instead of a Guardians of Ga'Hoole movie.
Yeah, I don't know how
why.
I feel about
why?
Because Chris Nolan is producer. He turned things into gold, Kevin.
Chris Nolan could make a Guardians of Ga'Hoole movie.
He probably could. I don't think he wants to. Mike's just staring off into space. It's like, are you imagining Chris Nolan making that movie?
I don't think it images unless I need to.
I still have that movie. I think it's here.
It's a very strong
Guardians of Ga'Hoole.
I have it on Blu-ray.
Yes, I remember.
You used it multiple times.
I remember telling you guys on the show, I'm buying this movie and I'm going to watch it. And then I did that and I never spoke of it again.
Except on the podcast. Multiple times.
Yes.
That's okay.
It's a podcast movie.
It is.
That's not a very good pedigree.
We talk about it, but just not what's in it.
Yeah, that's quite true, actually. We mostly bag on Zack Snyder.
Who has a movie coming out.
Yes, Man of Steel.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in the other show. Yeah. I mean, we talked about that on the show.
Great, now we're time-traveling podcasters. This really is turning into a comic book movie. Are you going to go back, Kevin? Are we going to have all new S-words where you go back in time and you tell Kevin, it's like, hey, Kevin, don't betray everyone in the end. It'll kill millions.
Are you comparing me to Bishop?
Or Cyclops.
Yeah.
And then, like, Mike's
oh my God.
Will read his own mind and go like, what? I get married? Wait, that wouldn't be surprising at all to Mike.
Dude, spoilers for all new X-Men.
Wait, what?
Cyclops time travels?
In all new X-Men, Ryan Michael Bendis writes the story.
Okay.
It gets very confusing from that point.
Oh, let's talk about Roger Ebert. Right?
Yeah,
I was about to say, I was like, did I get this wrong? Is his name Siskel Ebert?
No.
Okay.
Whoa!
Siskel and Ebert.
Long time ago. That's
in fact
really weird that I got confused.
So wait, I thought that was for the next previous.
No, we gotta talk about that now. This next, I mean, the other, the... No, let's talk about it now.
So...
So, I mean, I grew up watching him, like, every Sunday with Siskel and Ebert,
yeah,
and I did it for a long time. And I remember we talked about this before. The guy generally loved movies, and he loved boobies.
He did really love the boobs. Like, he regularly would...
He would just say, like, I love boobs, and then he would give a thumb up.
an extra star or an extra half star to movies where there were actresses that he was attracted to.
Like Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah.
And Halle Berry.
Yeah. And it was just like, he wasn't really ashamed of it. You know?
Wait, for the benefit of the podcast viewers or listeners, what movies were those?
Simply Irresistible and every Halle Berry movie.
Okay, just making sure.
Simply Irresistible is a movie about Sarah Michelle Gellar becoming an instantly great chef because of a magical lobster that teaches her how to cook.
And he gave it a thumbs up.
Why? Back before when they used to give letter grades to movies on average, it got a D-. He gave it a thumbs up and compared it to the movie From Water Like Chocolate.
Water From Chocolate.
Yes. That one. Yeah. Which I guess is too old for people to remember. Except for us.
Yeah.
Oh.
Let's keep talking. But yeah.
Oh, yeah, so, boobs.
He liked The Phantom Menace. He gave it 4 stars and a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Phantom Menace did not have any boobs.
It didn't have boobs. He just liked the Phantom Menace.
No boobs.
We walked into that one.
I hate myself right now. But anyway.
I'm not going to say anything. Not family friendly. Okay, continue.
Wow. You're really mad at that comment.
So anyway. But yeah, I mean. Like, did you ever watch The Critic back in the 90s, too?
Oh, my God.
When Siskel and Ebert actually make fun of themselves.
Spoilers for a show from a long time ago.
Well, no, but they
make other comments. Okay, good.
They made regular guest appearances, and they voiced themselves, and they were totally willing to make fun of themselves.
Do you remember the Godzilla movie where they also had characters that were Siskel and Ebert?
Yes, I think so.
I don't remember this at all, actually.
Let's never talk about the Godzilla movie again. Okay,
yeah,
continue.
Continuing. But yeah, I mean, Roger Ebert, he wasn't just a good movie critic. Like, he wasn't necessarily the greatest movie critic.
He was a great writer.
He was a great writer. He was an amazing essayist. One of the ones that I went back and read was back in 1999 when Siskel died. He went back to re-review Saturday Night Fever. And he used that review as a way of saying, it's like, yeah, there are parts of the movie that are a mess. But Siskel loved it. And this is why I theorize that Siskel loved it, because it spoke to him at a certain period of his life. You know, he was in the right bracket for it, basically. And it really spoke to him and him alone as a movie, as a yearning to be on the other side of the bridge. I think Siskel actually bought one of the white suits from Saturday Night Fever at an auction. The whole essay ends. He has the white suit. It buttons under the crotch so that it still looks good after a night of dancing. And it's like, have you ever tried it on? Siskel said, it doesn't fit. It's too small for me. It's about what it represents. And, you know, if you go back and read that kind of essay that he did, or I think one of his more groundbreaking reviews was of Bonnie and Clyde, where I think he was one of the only critics who actually liked it for what it was back when it originally came out, before people sort of really
understood that it was the new movement of new wave movies in the 70s.
Yeah. But like back in the 70s, he was one of the few critics who actually was willing to go into it and try to figure out what it was trying to say, as opposed to just going, this movie's too violent. I thought it was going to be a comedy, and then there was blood everywhere.
Who goes into seeing Bonnie and Clyde thinking it's going to be a comedy?
But there are comedic parts of Bonnie and Clyde.
That's true.
But, you know, it's still one of those things where it's like, he was one of the guys who actually got it. And so, you know, that's what I will remember. I mean, you've read his book, right? That is basically just...
I've read all his books. I only own one, though.
Was that the Brown Bunny one?
Yeah, Your Movie Sucks, where he goes back to try to reevaluate the Brown Bunny.
Okay.
Also has a discussion with Rob Schneider about Deuce Bigelow 2, European Chicken.
Does it actually have that in there?
Yes, it's in there.
Wow. But yeah, I mean, like, you know, everything that he did basically was trying to put a movie into the context of human existence, you know, and that was really, really interesting to read every time.
I think the funny thing about Ebert, after the show was ended, basically, he doesn't have that show anymore.
Yeah.
And he became an internet writer, and he started writing about all sorts of things. Mm-hmm. And my best impression of him was an article he wrote about how insanely awesome it is to get a rice cooker with fuzzy logic in it. I liked how he talked about it, how important it was to him, and, you know, taking something that was very commonplace and ordinary and actually turning it into kind of like a funny piece that also, you know, has some sort of legitimate points in there, but you knew he was writing it as a fluff piece, and he knew about it too. And I just like the fact that he got to this point where he realized that everything in my life is all about writing. I really want to do this, and I've lost the ability to have my voice. So writing, especially with the power of the internet, gives me this opportunity to really, you know, voice my opinion as much as I want. Mm-hmm. And I think it was once he got to that point, which actually is very disappointing to say, that once he got to the point where he really liked, when he couldn't speak, was really when I felt like his writing got really good.
It's true.
You know, go back and read a bunch of his stuff. I mean, even just follow his Twitter. Well, you know, go to his Twitter feed and read all the articles that he used to write. I mean, they're very good.
I remember one that he did back when I first started following him on Twitter, because he was one of the earlier like famous writers to just get on Twitter and just completely use that as his voice. He used to just link random things all on Amazon all the time and just put his store tag or his referral tag on it. And then Amazon cut that off, and he wrote an article about them cutting it off. And it's just one of those things where it's like, it was a pretty interesting read, even though it was basically him going, yeah, they're not letting me make money off of random links anymore. But, you know, it was still a good, it was well written, and it was, you know, personable and fun. And
one of those links was to a rice cooker with fuzzy logic.
One of those links was to a suit. I remember that. It was like a yellow suit. It's like, I found this interesting. Here, guys, take a look at it. It has my referral tag, so if you buy it, I will get a small portion of the sale. But, you know, he was pretty shameless about that, and then they cut off his ability to do that, and he's like, yeah, that's probably true.
One of the famous things that actually happened with him was when he denounced video games. And the funny thing about it was he recently said he was going to go on hiatus for a little bit because he had the cancer had just came out. Yeah. And he was actually saying also he had something in the works related to video games, and I guess now we won't know what it is.
Well, maybe we will, because remember that he was admitting, due to his advanced age and his declining health, he was saying, I'm going to delegate all of these to writers I trust. He was going to basically turn into an editorial role. And so it's like, maybe he would have just brought in someone like, you know, Guy Kroll or something like that, and just bring him in to write the same kind of essays about video games, what they're trying to mean, what they do mean, and what they don't mean, that kind of thing. I mean, Bioshock Infinite, Spec Ops The Line, maybe Far Cry 3, Metal Gear Rising, Revenge of Fire.
I'll miss him the same way I missed Siskel when that team was broken up. It kind of feels like that all over again.
It was interesting reading the second review of The Brown Bunny, though, because I only know like one thing about that entire sequence. Where he initially said, yeah, I'm fat. Someday I'll be thin, and you'll still be the director of The Brown Bunny. And in the second review, he talks about how, like, the movie is edited for, like, was it 30 minutes of footage was cut out of it? And that it really improved the movie and made it to, you know, a decent flawed movie instead of the
horrible piece of crap.
Yeah, that.
Overindulgent.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, it was odd hearing him change his opinion on something, so I wasn't really used to it.
So, yeah, rest in peace, Roger Ebert. Most of us grew up with you, and, you know, he provided a lens to view movies through more than he just gave it a thumbs up or a thumbs down if you actually dug down into it. And, you know, that's really influential. Like, a lot of writers that I follow, even Bill Simmons of Grantland, which is weird to say, he was going through all the essays because he sort of styled his essays after Ebert's, you know, that kind of thing. Like, a lot of people went through and said, you know, if you think of Roger Ebert as a movie critic, then you're missing like 80% of the point, because he was an essayist. That's really what it came down to. And he was a great one.
Yeah, so we're going to close up on this episode of the S-Word Stuff segment. Don't forget that we are going to have also an additional episode of S-Word's Jeopardy, which I compiled myself, and I believe, who's going to compete in this? I need one person to keep the score.
I'll keep score.
Okay. All right, cool. So it will be Danny, John, and Mike that are going to be competing against each other. Yeah. Oh, it's all about stuff we've talked about before on the show.
No, Mike's in this game.
All right, cool. So this has been the S-Word Stuff. Hey, guys. This is S-Word Stuff segment, episode number 40. We're kind of back, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah,
one episode a year.
It'll be like The Lonely Island. We're going to record our We're Back song.
The Lonely Island of Wrestlers.
The Lonely Island of Wrestlers.
My God.
We found our...
I already know what this episode is going to be called.
That's what I was going to say.
It'll be just like Single Guys in Museums. Remember that one?
Yes.
Did you see the sequel?
No. I told you. There was too many families.
Well, that's the thing. His son's basically at home.
Oh, yeah. Is he just a single guy in the museum?
Uh-huh.
I still don't want to see it.
Wait, what movie was this?
Not in the museum, too.
Battle for the Smithsonian.
Librarian. Spear of Destiny.
That was the third one, wasn't it?
Oh, my God. I don't remember. I don't know all these things. Okay. This episode's over because I got to go pee. Okay, bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Hey, it's been a long time since we did one of these tests, but Kevin's mic has already been tested because Kevin lived here before.
Oh, wow. You did? I thought you lived in Orinda.
That's where his
books siblings. Are. Siblings. Check. Siblings. Check one. Check two. Siblings. Siblings.
I know you can read siblings. My thoughts, Mike.
Great. Now I can think about his sibilant spirits.
Siblings.
Test.
When you're testing, you should be speaking in your normal voice.
Normal voice. This is my normal voice.
That really is not your normal voice.
You sound like a Muppet.
When you say that, I just think,
what is a Muppet?
Well, it's not quite a mop, and it's not quite a puppet, but man, oh man. So to answer your question, I don't know.